You probably just think of your passport as like a travel document, right? Just a little book to collect stamps.
Yeah, just a way to get through customs.
Exactly. But the second you step across a border, that little book transforms. It becomes this high-stakes legal contract.
It really does. It's actually a shield.
Because there is this global legal clock that starts ticking the exact moment a foreign government puts you in handcuffs.
Yeah.
And today's exploration into the source material looks at what happens if the police ignore that clock.
Right, because their entire case against you could actually fall apart.
We're diving into the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, specifically Article 36.
And we're using a documentary guide by John Quigley, William Aceves, and Essa Del Schenck. They call it the Law of Consular Access.
Which is basically your only lifeline when you are trapped in a legal system that wasn't built for you.
It's like having a professional navigator for a storm you didn't see coming. It's your bridge back to your home country. I love that analogy. And the core of that bridge hinges on the phrase without delay. The arresting country has to tell you about your right to contact your consulate without delay.
But that phrase is doing a lot of heavy lifting, isn't it? Because how do we even define that? The Inter-American Court of Human Rights says it means right now at the time of arrest.
Yeah, or at least before you say a single word to the cops. They view it as a fundamental part of due process.
Okay, but wait. If that is the gold standard, how does the U.S. State Department justify interpreting without delay as a window of like 24 to 72 hours?
Well, they usually lean on administrative reality, the time it takes to process someone.
But 3 days is an eternity in an interrogation room. I mean, the damage to your case is already done by then.
True, but it gets even more complicated when you look at awareness. In the Avena case, the International Court of Justice ruled police only have to act once they realize or have grounds to believe you're a foreign national.
Oh, wow. So if the police just don't know you're a foreigner, the clock doesn't start. That feels like a massive loophole.
Some judges completely agree with you on that. Judge Tomka, for instance, pushes a much stricter view.
Really? What's his take on it?
He argues that the obligation is an objective fact. So from the very moment of detention, the clock is ticking, regardless of what the police actually know.
I mean, that makes sense. It shouldn't just be a polite suggestion.
Exactly. It's a strict procedural requirement.
So moving from abstract rights to the practical stuff, what does a consul actually do when they show up? Are they just, a witness?
No, not at all. They are what the sources call a countervailing measure.
To even the playing field, because being a foreigner in a local court is such a huge disadvantage.
Right. They step in to find reputable lawyers so you don't get scammed. They monitor for physical abuse, and they even bring comfort parcels, like food or medicine.
Oh, like that case in Ohio from our sources. There was a Kenyan man who had a mental breakdown in jail and wouldn't speak to anyone.
Yeah, the local court system was totally paralyzed.
Right. But then a Kenyan consular officer came in and spoke to him in Swahili. Even though he didn't really respond, the consul assessed his mental state and gave the court cultural context they were completely blind to.
That is the perfect example of giving full effect to your rights. They can't interfere with local laws, but they ensure the system actually follows its own rules.
But wait, this shield isn't totally invincible, right? Like,
Yeah.
what happens if you hold dual nationality?
Yeah, that can be a trap. If you are a citizen of the country that arrested you, they can just ignore your other nationality.
So your home country has absolutely no legal right to intervene.
Precisely. To the arresting country, you are just a local.
Wow, so you're basically wearing a legal blindfold. Your protection depends entirely on how the law defines you in that exact moment.
It does. And there is a similar complexity for political refugees.
Right, because if you fled a country, the last thing you want is for your consulate to be notified that you're in jail.
Exactly. So the exception is that authorities stay silent unless the refugee expressly asks for help to prevent endangering them further.
That is wild. It really highlights why listeners should check if their destination has a mandatory notification bilateral treaty with their home country. Nationality isn't just a passport entry.
No, it is a literal legal defense.
Yeah.
Consular access is a procedural shield designed so you aren't invisible when you're most vulnerable.
Well, that brings me to a final provocative thought for everyone. We've seen you have a right against the state that arrests you.
Wow. They have a duty to let you call home.
But do you have a legal right to be helped by your own government? If your home country's consul just refuses to show up, do you have any standing to sue them?
That is a great question.
Yeah, so think about that the next time you're standing in line at the airport. You might find your passport is more of a request for help than a guarantee.